Chapter 1, verse 16 and 17, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it a righteousness in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. That's Paul's clarion call. That's his banner as he goes around and preaches the gospel. So, what is the wording here? They pursued, they established or pursued their own righteousness, and they did not submit. Now, they're strong words, aren't they? Strong words. Notice Paul's words in verse 1. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Now, this is not just an academic exercise. I mean, I spend my week reading academic essays, and dissertations and study books and so on. They're profitable for me. Paul's not doing that here. He's writing out of passion. Passion. To solve this mystery, the word of God has not failed, he says. This is what God is doing. His strategies, his ways, his wonders. And I'm praying. So while he's writing, what's he doing? Praying. I wonder how many times he stopped while he was writing this, stopped and just had a prayer. His burden. We have a great friend, dear servant of God, has a little booklet on 2 Corinthians, and he calls it the tear-stained letter. But the Apostle Paul said that he was crying while he was writing it. His tears fell on the page. The tear-stained letter. That was beloved Raymond Goldsworthy. And Paul here has that burden. Yeah. Have you ever had that? Or has your church ever had that? Let's go to prayer. Let's get to prayer. My son, who's in the ministry way over there in Western Australia, one of his elders came to him one day and said, how you going, Steve? He said, I'm going all right. He said, look, I have a burden of prayer. I've just come over. I want to pray with you. And that was a great blessing to him. Those in the work, this is a digression, those in the work of the Lord are targets for criticism, aren't they? Yeah, criticism. Yeah. Fault finding. I want to come and pray with you and pray for you. That's lovely. And so here the Apostle Paul is praying. Let's never forget that, please, in all our study and in all our work for the Lord. I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God. Oh, look at the ultra-Orthodox there in Israel and in Jerusalem and some of these cities where they go out and they persecute believers and curse them. There's zeal there. But it's not according to knowledge. What's the trouble? They being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking their own, endeavour to establish their own righteousness before God. So here they pursued what we call law works righteousness. Look at the commandments that are in the Old Testament. Page after page after page of commandments. We know in the original law there's 613 of them. And they are enforced by the prophets. Israel said, that is our way of salvation. Let's do a quick trip to heaven. We're on the Channel 7 news team. We want to interview Moses. And do you think Moses is there in the glory? Yes, amen. Mount of Transfiguration. Who appeared with the glorified Christ? Moses and Elijah. He's there all right. Yeah, he's there all right. Okay, Channel 7. Moses, how did you get here? How did you get to heaven? Oh, well, you know those 613 commandments? that God gave me as the children of Israel at Mount Sinai is that I kept most of them. I did most of them. Would that be his answer? No. What would be his answer? You know, down there on Mount Sinai, while he was receiving the Ten Commandments, what was going on? Sure, going on. Tabernacle. Why build the tabernacle? We just got the commandments. If we do more good than more evil, wouldn't it be okay with the commandment keeping? I know my friends, I asked quite a few friends, do you keep the commandments? I'm trying to keep them. God never says try and keep the commandments. He says keep them. Keep them. If you fail in one, you're guilty of all. That's your standard. So Moses is not pleading the law, law works righteousness, but Israel was and still is. That precious law that was given to them. No, the tabernacle led the way, only approach to God by a blood sacrifice. And that blood sacrifice must be accepted personally and by faith. Salvation from the Garden of Eden right to the very end is by grace, by faith, in the blood. That's the way. They missed it. So this is why in the New Testament we have teaching regarding this for the nation of Israel. They pursued law works, righteousness. And also in verses 32 and 33, we find they had another problem. Let's read verses 32-32. What shall we say then, that the Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness of faith or by faith? But Israel, pursuing the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Why? Because they did not seek it by faith, but as it were, by the works of the law. Oh, just a minute. Many of them had faith. But we'll see in a moment. They had faith plus obedience. Faith plus the law. Moses was one who believed in God and was also obedient to God. Not infallibly, but obedient to God. But the only thing he could rely on was the grace of God and the blood, and put his faith in that. This will now be developed in Romans chapter 10, where it is faith alone. And Paul will argue and has argued in Romans 4, this is how Abraham was saved, and this is how David was saved. Of course, there is very little consciousness of Jesus of Nazareth. That hasn't been fully revealed. But what is revealed at the time? Grace, faith, and the blood. The commandments are still there. We'll talk about it in just a moment. Then there's another problem. Verse 33. Verse 32. They stumbled at the stumbling stone, as it is written in the Old Testament, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone, a rock of offense, but whosoever believes on him will not be put to shame. So now we have the opening up of, but Israel has fallen. Now the Gentiles are going to get some blessing. Now he said, I will explain that to you. And so he has that prayer in verse 1, a lovely prayer. And let me just read verses 3 and 4 again, as we have a look at the Jewish rejection now. Verse 3, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God, that is in the gospel. For the Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. For Moses writes about the righteousness which is of the law. The man who does those things shall live in them. But the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. which is in verse 8. What does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. And that's from Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, that is the word of faith which we preach.